Cheers, Le'ilui Nishmas Yehudis Bashloma Yisrael Austin.
Yeah, sure.
All right, this year we're going to go through the Inyonim of Hoshana Rabba, what exactly the Minhagim are and the ideas behind them of Chibut Arava. First of all, there's a Machlokas in the Gemara in Sukkah, and then Dalet Amud Aleph, between Reb Yochanan and Reb Yeshua ben Levi, if this whole minig of Chibut Arava is a minig Nevi'im or Yesod HaNevi'im. Most Rishonim learn that the nafkamina between the Machlokas is whether you make a bracha on it or not. If it's Yesod HaNevi'im, then you make a bracha. If it's only a minig HaNevi'im, on minig you don't make a bracha, and on that there are many questions, because there are minhagim that we definitely make bracha on. Yontif Sheni is only minig. What's it called? Minig Avos Seinu B'Yadeinu. And yet we make a bracha on the Yonim of Yontif Sheni, even though it's only a minig. And Tosfa speaks about it, many Rishonim speak about it, when you do make a bracha on a minig, when you don't. One year, if you remember, I don't remember how many years ago, the shir was dedicated to that, when you make a bracha on a minig or not, and I'm not going to go into that now. That's how most of the Rishonim learn. The Tshuvas HaGaonim, however, say that L'Kulei Alma there's no bracha. For whatever reason, Machlokas is only, does it have the chizuk of a yesod, or is it a lesser madreig of a minig? And the Torah's Refoil says, what's the nafkamina then? If everybody holds you don't make a bracha, whether it's yesod nevi'im or minig nevi'im, so what difference does it make how strong of a takon it is? So he wants to compare it to something Tosfos says in brachas, that if you hold it, that tfilas arvis is reshus, so if you have another mitzvah, that may not even be a mitzvah veris, but you have another sorech, then you can mevatel marit. But stam to mevatel it for nothing, you don't. So you want to say that if it's a yesod nevi'im, then it's a takana like every other takana, and unless it's a mitzvah, an osig mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. But if you hold it's only minig nevi'im, it's not a real halacha, then if you have something else that's a tzorech, then you can mevatel this inyan of aravis for some other tzorech. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, unlike what he says in Yad HaChazakah, but in Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam says that you don't make a bracha on it because it's the minig was, that's not minig nevi'im, not because you don't make a bracha on a minhagim. You can make a bracha on minhagim. But minig nevi'im means the nevi'im created a minig and they said don't make a bracha. The minig was created not to make a bracha. But if you hold Yesod Nevi'im, they made a regular Yesod Nevi'im, and like everything, you make a bracha on Minhagim too. But here, Hinhigu HaNevi'im, the Nevi'im themselves, made the Minig not to make a bracha. Not because you don't make a bracha on a Minig. This, the Minig was not to make the bracha.
Why
Dafka over here, they make it not a bracha? It doesn't say why. Yeah. But the Lamaisa, that was the... the Rosh brings down that Reb Shmuel Bar Chofni Gon held Kalocha like Reb Yochanan, that's Yesod Nevi'im, and you do make a bracha on it. There's at least one shita in Halacha that holds that if it's Yesod Nevi'im, you make a bracha, and we paskin like that. Rov HaRishonim hold not like that, and they hold that we paskin like what's it called, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, and it's even if there's a tzad that you make a bracha, because you sold Nevi'im, there is what's it called, there's no bracha on this, and that's what we hold the halacha, there is no bracha. Okay, now the shayla is, what do you do with the aravis? Minig is to take aravis, besides the ones in the lulav, what do you do with them? Rashi and the Ran learn that you shake them, like a lulav. That's called chavotas aravis. Chavotas aravis doesn't mean to do anything except shake them around. Like to all six directions. And the Mariel, that was his minig. He used to shake the Aravas like you do with a lulav. The Rambam and the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch and the Bahad all hold that Chavotas Aravos means you beat them on the ground. Or you beat them. On the ground, we'll see where. And they bring a raya from Sukkah, Memheya Med Aleph. The Gemara says that in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, they used to bring Aravas to the Azorah, the Choftim Osum, the Karka, the Tzadim Mizbeach. and they put them into the ground beside of his mizbeach. Bechara, that's no raya to this minute. There, the chovtim osam doesn't mean they beat them on the side of the mizbeach. It means they drove them into the ground so they stand up on the side of the mizbeach. They supported them with the mizbeach and put them into the ground around the mizbeach. Right, that doesn't mean that the minig was to beat them. And that was only because the minig over there was zekifa, right? That wasn't the hakafa, it was the zekifa. They put them around the mizbeach and decorated the mizbeach with them. So we don't do that anyway. So there's no inyan of davka beating them. Chavot is lashon maka. The Zohar, taka sewa.
What does Rashi hold the word chavot
in? To mean the tautal, I guess. Right, to move it around. Why does it say nanu? I don't know. Because the Gemara used the word Nianua by the Lula. But he also that same thing. Chavit, chavit. So the Gemara just says chavit, chavit means, Rashi says, Lenanea, to shake it around. The Zohar Taka says also this Indian of knocking it on the ground, Lebosta Be'ara. The Rivavon has a third Shita, not like Rashi and not like the Zohar, not like the Rambam, but that Chavata. And that's why it's not nanua. Nanua means halacha, hova, all six directions. Chavata means to shake it vigorously, just time to shake it, not to make halacha v'hova. That's a rivavad. The Ramah holds that since there are two different shitas, we should do both. You should be menanea it, and also what's it called, chovet v'karka, to be yotzei both shitas. Stinking, just explain what the different shitas are. Okay, there's different reasons given for this inyan of Arava Bechlau. So we'll see later on what some of the ideas are beyond what we're saying here. But the major ideas that are given, what the inyan of the Arava Bechlau on Hoshana Rabbah is, one is this is the Siyum Hadin, and everything is Holy Chachra Gmar. The Iker Din of Mayim on Sukkot is on Hoshana Rabbah. This is when the Din finishes, this is where the Iker of the Din is. And since the Arava is something that needs water, so we use the Arava, L'ratzo Salamai, we use it as a symbol to beg the Rabbanu Shalom for rain. That's one idea of the Arava. If that's the case, then L'choritz Mistaber, that what you should do with it is Mimenaneit. Because what's the idea of the Lulav? Is the Levatel Ruchos Ros and Talim Klolim Roim. So you want to be Maratza, the Rabbanu Shalom, for what's it called? For rain. So you shake it to all the directions that the rain should come. It's like a ritzui, it's like a tefillah, the nanui. So that makes more sense. And the Shalom HaKadosh says, taka that idea, right, that the inyan of the Arav is the ratzo sal hamayim, ratzo sal hagefen, geshem, and because the Arav is gadol al hamayim, needs water very much, so it's a symbol of needing water. Then there's another pshat of what the R minig is, that it was a zecher to the Hamodas HaRavos, the Halacha Moshe Sinai, around the Mizbeach, right? So then it could be that only Tilkul B'Alma, Nianu, just to remember, there's Aravos, to shake them around, like Tosu says, Tilkul B'Alma. Just to move them around is enough. Because all you have to do is have a zecher of those Aravos. We don't have a Mizbeach. We don't put them up anywhere. Right, all we do is have a zecher to those Aravos that were then. So a zecher is enough just to move them around a little bit. You don't have to shake them because they're not a ritzui on anything. They're a zecher l'mikdash. So as a zecher l'mikdash, tiltul b'alma, you pick them up and you remember that this is what they used to do, this is what they used to have in the Beis HaMikdash. Then there's another idea. Also, there's another tam that they give. That the whole, what's it called, the whole sukkis, all the members of Klal Yisrael get together. Tzadikim, Beinonim, Rishoyim. Yarava represents the Rosh. But after being in the company of Tzadikim for a whole week, we want to show, this is what I think the Shemi Shmuel says in Oz Hadesha, says that after being in the company of Tzadikim a whole week, it's impossible that shouldn't have rubbed off on the Rosh. Now he has his own schus. He can also, what's it called, just on his own. So you want to show that you can take the Rasha out of the Aguda, and having been in the good company of the other tzaddikim, and then the Rosh on him. So same thing over here. You don't need any kind of nanuim, surely not to beat him on the ground, right? What you do is stand to be menaneh a little bit to show that that there's an inyan in the Sarava. Then there's a third idea of what the whole Indian of Arava is, and that is, this is a Siyum Yimei HaDin. This is the last day of the Dinim, and you want to be Merachech, you want to soften up these Dinim and get rid of them. So what do? You beat them. You what's it called, the Morid Ad HaOfer, that's the Lashon. You take the symbol of Din, the Arava is a symbol of Din, because it's a symbol of something that has no redeeming value, no tam, no rea. It's a symbol of dinim in this world, of Taurus. And you're maka'it, and you're morided adha offer. You don't want, what's it called? Okay, the Tshuvas HaGaonim says another idea. He says that the Arav is like the Tzfasayim. And until now, we've avoided Kitrugim, with Tkiya Shofar, with Ribui HaMitzvahs on Sukkot, on Yom Kippur, with a Yom HaRachamim. But now all of that's coming to an end, and we're afraid that the people, the Kochos and Shamayim that are Makatrig on us will start to Makatrig again. So we take the symbol of the mouth, and we beat it, that there shouldn't be any mouths being Makatrig on us, even though the Yemei HaDin are over and the Yemei Ribui HaMitzvahs is over. And that's what the Rav Haigon says. Until now, all the mitzvahs that we did in Tishrei protect us, right, from all the mekatrigim. And now, when we're losing those mitzvahs, so we need to have a symbol that we want those mekatrigim to go away anyway, so we take the symbol of the mouth and beat it. So, according to this, Lemaisa, it's not enough just to, so according to one idea that we want to take the dinim and bring them down to the ground, so you don't have to beat on the ground. According to the idea that you want to take the symbol of the mouth, then there's an Indian of beating it just to get the leaves off. Not to take the thing and put it down to the ground, but to get the leaves off. We'll see later, there's two different shitas. When you beat it, what's the tachlis of the beating is? Is the beating to get it closer to the ground, but it's not to get the leaves off? Or is the ikur the beating to take the leaves off, and it doesn't have to be on the ground even. You can do it on a kli. We'll see later. Okay, in any case, the Divrei Yecheskel was Nohe first to beat the Aravis, and then to Mimananei them. The Rosh Hashulchan brings down that Mimananei a little bit, because we are Minigestam to beat it, not to Mimananei at all. And the Mishnah Brura says that you should Mekayim both things. First, though, how you should Mimananei it, and then, what's it called, you should make the chavata. Okay, we'll see later a little bit smarter why the two different opinions. One says you beat it first and then you menaneya, and then the Mishnah Berurah says you menaneya first and then beat it. That's how we do it, Haka. First we menaneya and then we beat it. It would seem svaradik the other second way. Because once you beat it and the leaves go off, right, that's it. It's a oiske klapt hoshana, right? So that's not nothing left to do. So it makes more sense the first Menaneh and then Chovetz. We'll see the Svar of the Dibri Yecheskel in a little while. Okay, the Rambam says that you're Chovetz on the ground or on a Kli two or three times. So from the Rambam's Mashma, it doesn't make a difference if you do it on the ground or if you do it on a Kli. Both of them are okay. And the amount of times that you beat is two or three times. That's what the Rambam says. The Rizal says that it dafka has to be on the ground, and five times. Okay, that's the Zohar also says that on the ground dafka, and the Shalas and Shuvas Tagaonim also seem to say dafka on the ground, not on anything else, not like the Rambam says. And the Tavash Yaakov says the reason that we beat it on the ground is the Horid Hadinim Adla Offer. This Arava, like we said, represents the Dinim that are Nisayim now on Hoshana Rabbah. All the Dinim of Yemei Hadin come to their conclusion on Hoshana Rabbah. And therefore, we want to be morid those dinim adla offer. So therefore, there's no Indian lechor of knocking off the leaves. The idea is taking the hoshanas and putting them as low to the ground as possible. The nafkamina between all this is, if the Indian of beating them is to mevatel the kitrug, because the hoshana represents the mouth or whatever, then the ikur beating is on the leaves, which represent the mouth, and to get rid of them. But if the idea is bitl hadinim, then the ikur is not necessary to do anything with the leaves b'chlal, but the Hoshana as a metzias to itself, right, to get it as low to the ground as possible. So therefore, the Ben Ish Chai says that it's not even enough just to hit it on the ground. You have to hit mamash on offer. shouldn't be anything, even tiles on the ground. And what's it called? The Minhagi Beit El. They used to have the minig in Yerushalayim to go outside the shul and to go to a place where there was no stone floor, where there was just offer, and that's where they clapped the Hoshanas. And in Tunis also, they had that minig, or to bring what's it called, offer into the Beit HaKnesses and put it on the floor in order that the Hoshanas should be brought down the offer. Right, he's snaring a offer kumi. That's the symbol of being the lowest that you can be. But on a regular floor, that whole idea doesn't apply. So if the idea is from about the kitrug of the dibur, so then the ikkar is to knock off the leaves. If the ikkar is to take the dinim and lahorid osam ad ha offer, then the ikkar has nothing to do with knocking off the leaves. You surely can't do it on a clear. You have to get the lowest you can, which means to the dirt itself. The Eish Lavrom says, first you knock it on a kli to take off some of the leaves, and then five times on the ground. And the Kure Yaakov says it's the opposite. First you knock it on the ground, and then after that you knock it on a kli to take off the leaves. That's what we do. We first make five chavotas on the ground, and then to take off the leaves. But this combination is basically mekayim both things. One is Bikul HaKitrug by taking off the leaves, and the other one is Horadas HaDinim by putting it on the ground. Okay, Menela, you can also understand why this whole idea of if you already clapped it, right, that doesn't make a difference. Because if you took off the leaves are for that inyan of the Kitrug, taking away the Kateger with the mouth. So that's what the leaves. But if the idea is to be more the dinim, it has nothing to do with the leaves. As long as there's one leaf left and it's called the Hoshana, the main thing is the Arava, as an Arava, should be brought down to the ground. So there's a svara to say, it doesn't make a difference if you clapped it first to get off the leaves, and then as leaf, there's one leaf left, you can put it down on the ground. Because it's not in you putting the leaves on the ground, right? The idea is the metzias of the Arava itself. As long as there's one leaf left, it has a metzias of Arava. So the svara, you could do it the other way. Lav Dafka first to do the Chavotah and then Hasara Sa'alim, but you can do it the other way around. Because each one looks at a different part of the Arava, a different surah of the Arava, and the part that has to do with the leaves has nothing to do with the part of doing it down to the ground. So you don't need the leaves on it anymore. Some people held that knocking off the leaves, Bechlau, is not part of the minig. It's either knocking on the ground or knocking on a kli. But you don't have to take off the leaves. The Chavis Yoyer in Mekor Chayim says Minig Burim. The people clap the thing and take off leaves. The Chayodim says Minig Tinokas. Children used to do it. Ribui Simcha. Mashem Him there was such a minig. But it was for children that they should have a good time. Right? For kids. Knocking off the leaves is have a good time. Today it could be that everybody's kids. So it's a good time for everybody. And he brings down from Shalos and Shuvos, Rabbeinu Miller, Rabbi Yitzchok Miller, that people think that the more leaves they knock off, the more averus fall away from them. He said, there's a shtus. There's no inyan b'chlal to knock off. Inyan to five times, whether it's on a kli or on the ground, according to the different opinions, and more than that, there's no inyan to do. L'maisa, we hold that there is inyan in taking off some of the leaves. You don't have to beat it until all the leaves are taken off. But there is an inyan of taking off some of the leaves, and that's our meaning. Our meaning is to first put five times on the ground, and then to do it on a kli, that some of the leaves should come off. Because usually when you do it on the ground, none of the leaves come off. So only when you do it on a thing that will take the leaves off, that the leaves come off the cloud. What? On a stender? Beat on a stender too. It's a kli. Oh, okay. Okay, what's the kosher arava for this? So mitzad adin, the Gemara says one branch with even one leaf on it, and a yotzi. So zecher bi'alma, and that's what Shesha says in the Gemara. However, mishum zekeli vandehu, the Ramah says nice to take at least one that has most of the leaves and have the same hechsher as the arava in the lulav. The Orzarua says lechatchila we take three aravas that are kosher. Because there's a day of Rav Nachman in the Gemara, Rav Nachman holds you need three. So to be, even though we don't pass them like that, to be Yotzi, lechatchila, the sheet of Rav Nachman, not like the Ramah says, that since a zekeli on there, you should have a nice one. Really, we're not really choshish for that shita of three. Or that it has to have all the leaves. Let's just have zekeli van deil. Here's a different Indian. Here are the sinners. A sheet in the Gemara, also you need three, and it should have all the leaves. So the chatzilah to be also that sheet, you should do it like that. The minhag what was this? Marot Tirna. He says that you should have two or three badim, that's two or three stalks, and he doesn't mention about how many leaves. The Ramem Ipano says that you should have dafka two, and that they should, you can keep them separate, one in each hand, and even beating them, you beat them separately. Each one's a separate thing. That's a pikabola. The Arizal held, Yosef Ibn Shraga says he used to take 17 badin of Arava for Hoshana Rabbah, because that's shame, shame Hashem, shame HaGodl, I don't know which shame that is, in Misper Cotton, is 17. The Chorah can't be 17 because Misper Cotton would reduce down to 8. So I don't know exactly what the pshat is over here. But in any case, that's what he says. Misper, Shem HaGadol of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, Misper Cotton is 17. He should take 17 bad. The Arizal, and that's the meaning that we follow, the Arizal holds he should take 5 badim. And the Ben Ishchai also says like that. And the Siddur Rashash. And Pashas, the idea of 5, according to them, is this idea of dinim. 5 always represents din, because there are 5 letters in Shem Elokim, which is a shame of din. Right? And also the Haggadah says, according to one sheet, that there are 5 Malachi Chabola. Right? Shiloh, there are 4 or 5, but Pashas is 5. And therefore 5 is always a misper that represents dinim. And you want to take the dinim and be bemoared them Adla Offer, so you take all 5 kinds of dinim. The Noi Kitzon Yosef says a different cheshbon of why 5. Keneged the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And he also held that each one should have at least 3 leaves. So you have altogether 15 leaves. Keneged the 15 Shiram Alas, which is also significant to Sukkot. The, what was this? Ravush says that he held that you should have 7 stalks connected to 7 Hoshanas. And the Bach also says that in the name of the Marash, and the Yosef Omitz also says that. So there are various minhagim. Mi'ikra din, 1 is enough. The sheet that holds 2, 2 or 3, 5, 7, 17. Okay, our meaning is 5. The Geonim, now how many times do you beat it? Okay, now we know how many there are. How many times do you beat it? The Gaonim say, the Gemara says, Chavit Chavit, Mashma twice. Okay, and the Tur also brings down a Shita like that. He's supposed to hit it twice. The Rambam says 2 or 3 times. Mashma, there's no specific number, but more than once and not more, not have to be much more than that. 2 or 3. The Arizal says 5 times. Same idea. 5 times, 5 dinim, 5 stalks. Everything revolves around a number 5. Others say that the inyan of 5 is, it says by Elisha, that he said to Yoash, Kechoch hitzin, Yoro arza, Hashem omar lahakos, Chamisha o shisha pa'amim. Mashma that Hakor is 5 or 6 times. So the inyan of 5 is Merumah's now. I was thinking another reason for 5. Why dafka 5, and also why 5 badim and 5 hittings. Nothing to do with dinim. The other reason. We want to show that the Mekatrig, those who would want to prosecute us, should keep their mouths shut. So we take the olim of the Arava, which look like a mouth, and we beat them. Okay? How many different sounds does a person's mouth make? So it says, Hey Motso Sapeh. There are 5 different kinds of sounds that come out of the mouth. So if you want to be mevatel, all the Mekatrigim, you want to mevatel all 5 kinds of sounds. So therefore, it revolves around the number 5. Not else bitl hadinim, but else bitl hamekatrigim. Others say that Minhagi Yeshurin says that it's 5 words, which lechora we don't have this seder. Kol mevaser vaomer. We do it the other way. We say kol mevaser vaomer, which is only 4 words. The bad girsa of kol mevaser vaomer. 5 times, 5 words was the refrain. So connected those 5 words is the 5 hakos. Okay, now, when do you do this? Okay, don't know what we're doing at least, and what we're doing it with, when do you do it? The Gaonim hold that you do it in Tfilas Musaf, meaning not during Shmoni Esrei, but after Musaf, like we do. And not Lailulav after Shachris. And in Minig Yerushalayim, and the Ramah brings down also, to do it after Shachris, just like the regular Hoshanas. Right after Hallel, they would do Hoshanas, while they're still holding the Lulav and Esrog in their hand, they went immediately to Hoshanas. That was Minig Yerushalayim, and also the Ramah brings like that. The Shaloh HaKadosh says that he was never notel the Arava, the Shas, when he was Menaneah the Lulav. Only when he put the lulav down in Taneh Munim, then you take the Arava. So therefore, there's no inyan to do it while you're still holding the lulav, or immediately afterwards, but dafka at a time when you finish with the lulav completely. And the Arizal and Reb Chaim Vital also says, you should never be mechaber the Arava of Hoshanis with the lulav. They should always remain separate. And therefore, the Arizal didn't take the Aravas till after Kaddish Shalim. And the Shaloh took it before Kaddish in Tan Emunim. He would hold on the Arava, put the lulav down, take the Arava in Tan Emunim, which is towards the end of the Hoshanas, and then from then on he would only hold the Arava. That's our minute. And the Arizal kept the lulav after Hoshanas, right, till after Kaddish Shalim, and after Kaddish Shalim put on the lulav and took the Aravas. The Mariel used to hold the Aravas and the Lulav together, B'Shas HaHoshanas, and so the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, also had, after the other minute, to hold the Aravas and the Lulav together. That was a Zecher to the Hakafa. In other words, when they went around with the Hoshanas, with the Lulav, they went around with the Arava too, as a Zecher to the Hakafa with the Arava. Some hold the Minig Karlin is like we do Shofar, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in Kaddish Tiskabel, before Tiskabel. So that's where they would make the Harava. They'd stop after the Imru Amein before Tiskabel, and then they would clap the Harava.